Peter Hames returns back to 30 Days of Van Damme as he directs Sudden Death, starring Van Damme, but also Powers Booth. And if you don't know who Powers Booth is, A, he might have the greatest name of all time. B, he was in Tombstone as Buffalo Bill. No, Wild Bill? Wild Bill. Buffalo Bill's a different film. But he is the main bad guy in this. He plays Joshua Foss. Oh my gosh, Powers Booth. One thing that Mark has said over on the Movie Draft House is that the Van Damme movies we watched have all had just awesome villains. Even the movies they didn't like, he said that, except for JCVD. And he's right. And this one is just another one of those where Powers Booth just smashes it. This takes place at a hockey game between the Penguins and the Chicago Blackhawks, Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals, the greatest stakes you could have. And there's one person in particular who wants to watch this game, the Vice President of the United States, played by Raymond J. Barry. And he's simply credited as Vice President. No name, fine, we don't care, it's a Van Damme film. Mark had said, and I didn't research this, so I'm just going to take him at his word, that this is the biggest budget Van Damme film, period. And it shows because of all the stuff that happens. They've got the hockey game happening. It's being shot at this arena that is full. And I don't know how they did all that part, but it looks great. Here's parts on top of the arena, under the arena, on the ice. Literally, there's a point where Van Damme gets in goal at goalie and has to make a save. And he does. He is an NHL caliber goalie, but he chooses to be a fire marshal investigating fire inside the building. So what happens is the president's here, and there's like not an assassination attempt so much as like they're going to hold him ransom. And so Powers Booth and his group of cronies, they take over the place. They get the vice president. They end up somehow with Emily, who is Van Damme's daughter in this, because Van Damme is friends with the person who is the Penguin mascot, Icy, wears the outfit, and he introduces her to Emily, his daughter, and so she trusts her. But what happens is the real person in the suit gets killed and replaced by one of the cronies for Powers Booth. They kidnap the daughter. So now the stakes are even raised more for Darren McCord, who is Van Damme, to get up there, get his daughter back, save the vice president, and make sure the Penguins win the damn Stanley Cup. I'm a bit of a Penguins fan, and it might have been because of this movie. I don't know. But it's the old Penguins logo that I love so very much. They still have it there. They don't have it now. Anyway. Okay. High points. He fights the Penguin in the Penguin suit. It's hilarious. There's something about mascot fights that just make me laugh and I have joy. Go under your YouTube, put Oregon Duck fights Panther in your YouTube, and then just watch it. It's so good. And this is so good because there's a point where Van Damme's fighting it and he's punching the Penguin. And the Penguin is taking the blows. Its head is swiveling, but you know that the person inside isn't getting damaged, but it's so funny. And then the Penguin does like a jump kick. It's awesome. And then the Penguin tries to cut Van Damme's face off with one of those meat slicers you see at the deli. He tries to do the Penguin. Great stuff. You got to watch the Penguin scene. And then he has like, to go, okay, so there's bombs everywhere. And basically, Powers Booth is like, at the end of the first quarter, I'm killing one of these people. I've got hostage. Period. This is hockey. Not that uncivilized garbage. At the end of the first period, kills a guy. In the second period, kills another one. And then he says, at the end of the third, I'm blowing up the whole damn building. And everyone in here is dying. Now, there are problems. Logistic problems. I'm not going to call them problems. It's an action film. There's a bunch of explosions that happen outside, and yet the hockey game continues. No one seems to notice these gigantic explosions. There's a sign outside that Van Damme is using to communicate to the Secret Service outside. And there's a guy on the roof. He shoots an RPG at it, blows it to bits. No one notices. The news doesn't show up. No additional police. It's just fine. Like, they're fine with it. But that's okay. You know, sure. Unrealistic. Don't care. I'm here for it. So after he disarms all the things, he goes up to fight a guy at the roof because I don't remember why. But he goes up and he fights a guy on the roof. And then he gets into through. So the stadium they're in opens so you can see the night sky. And so he goes inside. He's on top of the damn Jumbotron thing at the top. He cuts a thing. He swings down. He knows exactly where the president is. He's created a bomb that he lobs at it, blows the roof up. He drops. He goes into the room with all the people, fighting, kicking, punching, stabbing, and it's over. And the vice president is saved. Ah, but Powers Booth has kidnapped his daughter once again. Not to worry. Kicking, punching, fighting. Powers Booth is dead. But he goes out such a cool way. So this helicopter comes to rescue Powers Booth. Powers Booth gets on the ladder. He's out. And he's like, ha, 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 loser, as he flies away. Ah, but this is Van Damme. Van Damme gets up there, and, like, I can't remember what happened. Oh, he shoots at the helicopter, and the pilot, like, falls back, and the stick, the yoke, or whatever you call it, that steers the helicopter gets tipped back, so the plane goes up, it's horizontal to start and goes vertical. Okay, tail side down, and then starts to fall into the hole of the stadium where it crashes on the ice and explodes, and Powers Booth is dead, and Van Damme has his family, and they're all proud of him, and it's great. Okay, Peter Hames and Van Damme, your recipe for deliciousness. It's awesome. Oh, yeah, how many Van Dammes? This is a 5 Van Dammer. Definitely the Penguin fight is everything. To anything ever. Maybe the best moment in the history of Van Damme.